Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. Good evening, everyone.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. An exciting show tonight. We're doing E equals MC squared. I'm just so damned excited to do this show. How Einstein's theory of relativity relates to healing and manifestation. I just love this. This has just been so much fun. We're going to talk about this, and also some follow-up shows are going to... There's just so much information coming in right now that it is so thrilling. I have never been more excited about being alive than I am right now. And we're finally seeing... Finally seeing information, real information, coming through the airwaves. Yay! instead of garbage and stuff that controls us and negative, and we're actually getting some wonderful information. It's a thrilling time to be alive right now. So our show dedication... I would like to dedicate this show to the team.
Yay!
In gratitude for all that they do for us, for their continued support, as we remember who we really are. They have been, to me, I think, wonderful to everyone. They love us so much. They are tireless. There just seems never to be anything they or place they aren't willing to go or do or courts or... interviews or, you know what I mean? They've just been fabulous. So I do love them, and I know you do too, Ronnie, and I just thought it was a great thing to do was to dedicate the show to them in gratitude.
And I think everybody who's listening loves them. I hear that over and over.
Oh, yeah, they're wonderful. They're just wonderful. So I have to talk about E equals MC squared. It's not like this is anything new. But this was my epiphany weekend. watching the Ancient Alien series, and this, of course, is the new Ancient Alien series, evidently really has triggered a lot of cellular memory. And we're only actually three programs into the series, so if any of you are trying to get them, you can download or order them on thehistorychannel.com. And but I do tell you this with fair warning that they do trigger cellular memory. You may not realize it's happening when you're watching them, but I can tell you it does happen. So I went to my crazy chiropractor, and I say that with great love, Dr. Greenwald, where if you're listening, God. he's like a mad scientist now. I normally go to his partner, Dr. Page, and about every 3 to 4 months, something happens that I end up going to him. Either Dr. Page is gone or whatever, and I know when I'm going to go see him that something really amazing is going to happen because it's always orchestrated. So anyway, I went into him and he asked a bunch of questions. He's so psychic. He just starts hitting you the minute you walk in the door into his room. And he said, well, lay on the table. Let's see what the body's got to say. And I thought, oh boy, here we go. I'm just flying high and I'm doing great. And I can't imagine. And he says, he says, eighth dimension. And I went, He says, it's home. And I said, yeah, it is. And he says, so whatever home is to you at the eighth dimension. I said, yeah, I'm there. And he says, so, and God, whatever God is to you at the eighth dimension. I said, at the eighth dimension, it's creator gods. It's not the God that we know as God. It's the creator gods. And he said, well, you're pissed. And I said, uh-huh. And he said, so you're very worried about the universe and about Earth, and you're pissed. And I said, yep. And he said, about 2 years ago, this really dropped in big into the body. I said, yes. I said, about 2 years ago, I got really angry that I'm being held back because I feel that we have so much to do, and I feel that we need more help, okay? And I do tend to get frustrated as much as I defend the fact that things can only happen when they happen. There is a part of me that feels like we need more help. It's very difficult for me to see the suffering and the things that are going on the planet, and I'm not one to normally whine. Well, I do whine. That's a lie.
She's admitting it.
Well, I am. It was either that or a big lightning strike hitting the healing room, and I decided it was easier to tell the truth. So, but as soon as he took me there, I mean, it was so clear, and my gallbladder exploded while he's, you know, doing this. And for the last 2 years, I've been having problems with my gallbladder, which is hard thoughts. And I went, oh, my God, my gallbladder is based on experiences I'm having at the damn eighth dimension, manifesting in my physical body, which, of course, now expands the whole idea of healing. You know, I'm just like, wow. And he said, well, your body wants to let go of this. And he said, so every 30 seconds for the next 24 hours, the body's going to be releasing this. And I'm like, oh, God, no. And I was dressed to go to the gym. He said, don't go to the gym. Go home. So I went home. And my son was out of town, as things are always orchestrated. And I went to all my recorded programs, and there was a new one on the universe. I don't know. Yeah, evidently in some form of stupor, I hit the record. And I started watching the program. Now, when this happened with my chiropractor, it was very clear to me that cellular stuff had been activated watching all these ancient alien programs. I mean, this is like really triggering my anger at what we've been through. And yes, you know, we are seeded by a number of different races, and certainly we've been messed with, and our DNA has been messed with. And this is why I get upset about us not getting more help. I mean, yes, it's been an experiment, but now we've proven that we're coming the other direction. We really need more assistance. And so I turned this program on, and it's the creation of the universe. And my darling, you know, Michio Kaku's on there, who I think is fabulous. He was a very, very close friend of Dr. John Mack. So, and this program is so powerful, it's so organic, that they have actually done a complete computer generation of the creation of the universe. And because of some new camera they've got out there in outer space, they were actually able to duplicate all of this, and it was beyond brilliant. I mean, it was, to me, the most exciting. I can't even begin to explain. I watched it probably two or three times because I had to take it back in and experience it, and you know, I will swear till I die that I was there at the creation of the universe, which, you know, we know I'm old. Now I know I'm really old. So, and which, by the way, people, this is not beyond the realm of comprehension and possibility. And I, you know, I think we've got to stop thinking small. You know, this is not an ego construct of saying, gee, I'm so important and powerful that I was. No, this is about, what do you feel when you watch something, when you experience something? Do you have this sensing of having participated, being there, whatever? So what really fascinated me in watching this was this whole segment they did on Einstein and, of course, the whole theory of relativity. And Now, I have a special little relationship with Einstein right after I died in 96 or 7, whenever it was. I was in meditation for about 9 months, and I did this meditation in the unknown, and Einstein came dancing, literally dancing into my meditation, together with Carl Sandburg. And I mean, those two couldn't be less related than... And I fell madly in love. It was as though I knew him. I just adore him. But him dancing in my meditation was just so delightful. And here I'm working in the unknown, you know, which of course I had no idea what I was doing, since it's the unknown.
Oh, we don't know.
So, in this particular program, they show this wonderful video of Einstein just sitting there smoking his pipe. And there is just such an impishness about him, a knowing about him that is just so beautiful. So they're talking about E equals MC squared, which is the, this is the creation of the universe, all right? Energy equals matter. And, of course, the explosion, the Big Bang, it's all related to the Big Bang. And, of course, because of Einstein's discovery, unfortunately came the hydrogen bomb, which is another example of energy equaling matter. Now, our universe at this point is 13.7, they believe, 13.7 billion years old. And we have somewhere between, no scientist seems to be able to come to an agreement on this, somewhere at one point it was 80 billion galaxies. It's now somewhere between 100 billion and it's either 300 or 400 billion galaxies. I think it's 400 billion galaxies. This is the differentials, which I'm just fascinating in everything I've been watching lately, is nobody can really agree because things are expanding so rapidly right now. Our access to information is expanding so rapidly because of our technologies and our abilities to get out further into space to be able to measure these things. That it's so incredible. But while I'm watching this, it was so organic because I'm sitting there with the whole concept of E equals MC squared, which if you convert E for energy into emotion. Emotion creates matter. It's the same thing. Energy is emotion. Emotion is energy. And I started thinking about what happens with illness. When we put emotion into our body, we create matter that we don't want. We create cancers. We create illnesses. We create all kinds of things. And I started getting more and more excited about it. And I'm walking around the house. I'm all excited. I'm talking to myself, which I can only do this when I'm really alone. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is true with everything. Every place I put a thought, I am creating energy. I am creating. I mean, we know these things, but for whatever reason, it clicked with that formula, E equals MC squared, which meant, my God, every place I put a thought, it's amplified into physical manifestation. It may not happen in this moment, but it's going to happen. More importantly, because we have parallel dimensions, okay, parallel universes, parallel Earths. If it's not happening here, it could be happening there. And I'm thinking, and parallel versions of ourselves, which we'll do that in probably next week. The more I started thinking about this, the more excited I got. And I thought, you know, for every negative thought we have about our body, and I've talked about this forever, the team has talked about it, what it does in terms of creation of illness in our body or negative manifestations, every time we have a negative thought about our face, our body, our butt, our boobs, our women tend to do this more than men, how quickly what we're doing, because there's emotion, which is energy behind it, we are creating a negative manifestation. And that, to me, I mean, I have just been filled with that ever since. Louise Hay has a wonderful book for any of you that don't have it. I'm sure everybody listening probably knows about the book. I have to look at my notes. After I said that, I can't think of the damn name.
Heal Your Life?
Thank you. Heal Your Life. And in there, she gives a whole breakdown going through every kind of organ and fingers and toes and everything, wherever there's a problem, what the emotion is behind it. And I just, you know, as all this was running through me in such an organic way, I kept going back to that book and thinking, oh, it's just so appropriate that wherever we put this energy or emotion, we manifest it, whether we're doing it consciously or not. If we're having a negative thought about, you know, I'll give you an interesting kind of a parallel of I don't know, there's one finger on the hand. I can't remember which one it is. One's negative ego. Other one is sexual frustration. You know, it's a miracle I can move my hands. I'm sorry, that just popped out. So, gallbladder, hardened thoughts. At any rate, I just think this is so damned exciting. I couldn't stand it. And Veronica, you and I chatted about this, and I don't know if you've had time to think about it.
I haven't had much much time at all for doing this.
No, I know you've been so busy.
But I'm very excited about it all, actually. So, and I want to see the shows about the history of the aliens.
Oh.
It's made me think a lot about how vast it all is and how it's not about just what's happening right now, but it's like parallel. You keep saying parallel, and I keep seeing it as a parallel influence all the way through.
It is all the way through. And, mm-hmm. You know, I really want to say this. We absolutely can no longer claim to be unpowerful, if there is such a word. Are not powerful. It's an impossibility because every single person is powerful, whether they know it or not. Every thought they have is powerful, whether they believe it or not, or whether they're paying attention to it or not. That, to me, and the reality of that beyond a shadow of a doubt, not that I haven't known this stuff, but for whatever reason, this came flying home in a way that nothing ever has. I think you're right. I think in watching all of these programs and really seeing the influences and how in many ways we've devolved, okay, mm-hmm. We were in touch with this information. We were in touch with the ETs thousands of years ago. There have been races on the planet. We know this, that we're in touch with their power, the Mayans and many the Egyptians and the Atlanteans and so on. And here we are still struggling to believe that we're powerful.
Well, I think it's really interesting that we've had defensive intentions for a long, long time. Rather than, you know, we're talking these days about intending and being conscious about what you're creating in your mind, and that's kind of what you're talking about. But if you look at history collectively, we've been defending ourselves all the time or, you know.
Well, if you're talking about defending our failures, defending our problems, defending our inadequacies.
Yeah.
I would agree with you.
So our intentions have been of a defensive nature, it seems, rather than of a productive nature in some ways.
Don't you think that comes out of a lack of a sense of power, though, Veronica?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And lack of respect for... I agree with you entirely.
I think the other problem that we have is the separatism.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have so much separatism on the planet, we're still playing victim. They did this to us, or they are bad, or this is bad, that is bad, and therefore we justify all of our actions based on someone else's actions that we deem as wrong, inappropriate, evil, negative, whatever. And it still all goes back to religion.
Mm-hmm. Or authority that we've had to defend ourselves from. It's all a big cycle, isn't it? And then the experiences of that we're victimized our own subconscious a lot of the time.
Say that again. We victimized our own subconscious?
No. It's like we're victimized by our own subconscious, by all these programs that we develop over and over in reaction to frustration with authority and dominance and all these
things. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the conflict that we've had in terms of the way that religion has been taught to us that makes us small, okay,
mm-hmm.
makes God all-powerful, makes us not only small, but insignificant and sinners at one level or another. Failures, sinners, you name it.
It's like God is the Bigfoot in the Monty Python movie.
Yes. And based on that information, you know, until we break out of, you know, it's like when the chiropractor said, whatever God is to you, and I said, creator gods. And I thought it was going to kind of raise his ire a little bit. And he said, exactly, not the God of religion. And I said, no. I said, if you think about all the levels and the dimensions and all the universes and what they're discovering now, which, again, we'll talk about next week, which is so enormous that there are creator gods for every universe. And this is something that people really don't understand. Okay, is there a God, goddess, all that is? Yes. But, you know, this is like a major corporation. In fact, I was talking to somebody today, and we were laughing about what the corporate structure would look like and the pictures of all the presidents and vice presidents of all these different races.
Funny.
It was actually hysterically funny. And
but aren't we, I mean, as a person, as a being, I also have an eighth dimensional reality, do I not?
Well, I can't answer that. I can't answer what dimensional reality you have. I can answer parallel dimensions.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can answer all kinds of things, but I can't answer in terms of when you start getting into the level aspect, and I would say, yes, I'm sure you do, okay? But
I didn't mean me particularly. I just thought we all had many, many dimensions to our being.
We are so diverse, and I don't want to get into this one too strongly. I'd like to save this for next week's show,
sure.
Because I think that's where we really need to go with that. I will say this. When we start thinking of ourselves as having been present for a number of let's go back to somewhere between 100 and 400 billion galaxies in this universe, in just this universe, and the fact that we have assisted other planets through their evolution besides this Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start realizing how huge we really are, how old we really are, how old our essence, our spirit, our soul. We have to start looking at things and start really claiming our power in a whole new way. It's so easy because, what did I tell you the other day on the phone about terminal myopia? I think we all suffer from terminal myopia. We literally, with the way that television programming and all the media is designed and constructed, it is so loaded with fear. It keeps you small. Mm-hmm. Everything keeps you small. It is the way religion keeps you small. Everything keeps you small and insignificant. Having to answer to a higher authority on every level. and if not higher authorities, then fear. So you're beat about, you know, the head and face, constantly worried about the banks, the Osama bin Laden and all of the whatever they were called. I can't remember what they were called.
But it's all out there stuff, isn't it? Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda. And all, I mean, you know, it, with all of the, you know, it was a orange day, a yellow day, a green day, whatever days they were. I know I used to go to Chevron Oil and they would have flags and stuff. I mean, you knew what kind of a day it was as soon as you got to Chevron because they were alive.
Oh, today's the day to be afraid. I see.
Okay. That's it.
Oh, wear an undershirt today. Okay.
So this stuff.
I think we all kind of ignored them, actually.
Well, you know, you didn't, unless you were working for these major corporations or in these places of that were considered to be vulnerable. But I find it, and if you talk to any of those people, that's, they were obsessed with all of it. But, I mean, again, fear-based, fear-based, fear-based. And if it's not fear of something out there hurting you, it's fear of an illness. It's fear of high blood pressure, impotence. I mean, geez, you name it. You know, they've got a new cancer coming down the pike every time you turn around. You know, now they're trying to give you vaccinations for stuff that you've never even heard of. Give this to your teenage daughter so they don't develop. And I'm like, what?
Stop. It's business.
So it's a constant bombardment to keep us small. And to keep us insignificant, and to keep us from being responsible for our thoughts and our ability to create our way out of this. And again, you know, looking at that picture of Einstein, which was so, you know, just looking at him, you know, hair unkempt and the wild eyebrows and his pipe. But behind those eyes was a mind that was absolutely magnificent. Mm. And
he didn't do very well on the planet just being a husband and father.
Oh, hell no. He was not good at relationship. That was not his strong suit. Okay? With that kind of a mind, okay, you're not real good relationship material because you're someplace else all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this is not...
According to the team, you and I have both been like that in other lives.
There is no question in my mind. I already know that one unequivocally.
I think it's funny that you had Carl Sandburg coming in with Einstein. I just keep thinking of his crouching toward Bethlehem. Do you remember that?
No.
That was a poem he wrote, and it's just got such a pithy little title there, hasn't it? Crouching Toward Bethlehem.
Well, what was interesting is that I don't know why I've had this relationship with Carl Sandburg, and it's popped in and out all my life. Mm-hmm. I've never read anything. I mean, Rudyard Kipling, I could have understood. You know, mm-hmm. some of the, you know, there were a lot of others, but, you know, Carl Sandburg, you know.
I guess I'll go leafing through and find you a pithy poem or something.
Would you please? Because
yeah,
I really, you know.
Then people who are listening can hear it next week. I'll look for that.
Wonderful. Oh, okay, I'd love that. So, now, in the where we're going next week, which will be to parallel universes, parallel planets, parallel us.
Do we need a ticket?
Well, this one you do need it. You need the ride ticket, honey.
Okay.
For this one. And where the whole premise of E equals MC squared, from a scientific perspective, does not work in those places. They have new ideas, new concepts that literally fight with, okay? The theory of relativity doesn't match with what it takes to create these. And this is where it takes me to. Every time we think we know everything, we have to be willing to let it all go.
Right.
Take in something totally new and different. So So we can't hold on to anything very long. So when I do find something that's exciting, I hold on to it as much as I can. So I know it's time to let go of it.
Bring it out for the essence.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. By the time I let go of it, it's going to be beat to shreds. So
I guess the team covers all these different points of view, does it? Yes.
The team is really playing with me, and what and I just want to say this on their behalf. After I was, you know, and I'm clearing this program over 24 hours, which, by the way, was hell, although exciting, but hell, I realized that what they were doing in reality with all of the, I won't say these were designed for me. Please don't misunderstand my statement here. The ancient alien programs, the programs on the universe, as much as I'm bitching about things, you know, sending help, getting us information, it's here, and it's happening. And so what they were showing me is the information is here. It is happening. The question will be how many people will watch it, how many people will digest it, how many people will literally take it in organically and are hungry enough to want to know. And that I would say to all of you. I'm going to bring the team in now. Whew. Well, I'm wired.
We're inspired, Jackie. It's all right.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica. Yes, you and our channel is two wild and crazy scientists. All right, that's quite a vision, isn't it? All right, so now you're working with some exciting ideas and playing with them. And this, our dear ones, is where you want to be. This puts you square in the driver's seat, fully empowered. Now, all right, buckle up, because there's so much more. Now, the information will be coming in at a rapid pace. And even scientists right now are having their worldviews completely changed. Their universal views, their multi-universal views, are having to be completely rethought. Because everything they thought they knew is turning out not to be true. Now, this onslaught of information is designed to bring all of you forward at a very rapid pace. Check your calendars. Where are you now? You're in 2010, aren't you? Almost halfway through it, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The information is going to be coming so rapidly. Pay attention. Educate yourself. All right? Educate yourself. Cellular memory? Yes. Deep cellular, subconscious, unconscious memories. Oh, from distant times, dear ones. Times when you knew how powerful you were. And that can pull you through. Help you reclaim the greater you, the more of you the expanded versions of you, which are so much more, that you still at this time are going to have to really work with it, sit with it, to start taking it in. But what an exciting time. You're all ready for it. If you'll make the commitment, make the time. You're not going to agree with everything you see and hear, even with the alien series, as they call it, the ancient alien series. You're going to see some things on there that may disturb you, that you may question. That's all right. We want you to question things. Don't take everything verbatim and exactly as you hear it. Those times are over. Now, working with it, taking it in, dreaming it, playing with it, will expand you. And this is what you've all been waiting for. Many of you have been sitting around going, what am I here to do? What is my purpose? This can help you find your purpose. Your purpose isn't just to meditate and be happy and filled with love, although those are all wonderful things. But you came here as spiritual warriors to help this planet and this universe through. And other universes as well. Now, in a way, we've spoon-fed you information, spoon-fed you, because you can only take in so much at different timings, because you see, as time changes now, as you're moving forward now, you can take in exponentially more, building on that, exponentially more. And what's that doing? Expanding the mind, triggering different parts of the brain, activating what? DNA. Latent DNA. Very, very exciting times. You're going to see more in the next couple of years than has ever happened on the planet in such a concentrated period of time. We promise you. The secrets of the universe unfolding, opening, challenging your concepts about everything that you know or thought you knew. What an exciting time.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time you want to be with people that you can really share with. Who's going to talk to about it? The lady at the grocery store? We don't think so. Reclaiming yourself. More and more and more of yourself. From whatever dimensions, levels, universes, planets, we've talked about all of this ad nauseum, but now it's happening. You're in the stream. You're in the stream. And only you can choose to pull your boat over to the shore and get out. You're the only one that's going to stop the flow. It's going to happen whether you're participating or not. We recommend that you get in your boat and start having some fun. Follow it down the stream. Join the other boats. a very exciting time. And you're going to learn more about, oh goodness, all different kinds of who you are and more. Now, Veronica, you have some questions. You usually are loaded with questions.
Well, I'm very excited that the fact that we are, I mean, it's happening kind of in spite of us. This is part of the unfoldment. But I'm sort of amazed that we're told all kinds of secrets are going to be revealed, and I'm thinking like government and these various things, but you're talking about it all, like big systems. Right?
All of it.
Isn't that thrilling?
You see, what's going to happen, all right, while all of these little things are going on, these big things are really unfolding, all right?
That's microcosmic, right?
Yes. So what happens is all of the little things, as you claim more power, you have more power to change outcomes because you're reclaiming more of who you are. And so, therefore, your focus, your E equals MC squared,
mm-hmm.
all right, is going to have a lot more power, isn't it?
It really is.
And you reclaim more and more of yourself, all right, your ability to focus energy and emotion is going to be amplified greatly. Godlike.
Going to be amazing.
Godlike, Veronica.
Oh, wow.
Godlike. Listen to us. Godlike.
How exciting.
We want you really to hear us here. Are you prepared for this, you see? This is why it's so important, all right, to do your healing work. Now, you know, you could say, well, I'm going to become God, I don't need to heal. Yes, you do. Because you won't be able to integrate it. You won't be able to bring it in. You'll have too much crap in the way.
And it's not about figuring out the crap anymore, is it? It's about getting out of it.
It's getting out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Are we helping? Yes. Mm-hmm. We are thrilled to help you. Whether you realize it or not, it is what we all agree to at some level. You may not know all of us. The channel still complains that she's not getting enough help and that you're all not getting enough help, but it's coming, it really is. And yes, she will get to reach more people, and we will reach more people, and it's all going to be there. No one needs to be left behind. It's not about that at all. But in order to embrace the more of who you are, you can't do it as long as you're feeling insignificant, damaged, angry, blaming. It's not going to work. It won't work. In order to embrace, it's not like we're handing out little pieces of power. Going, here, you're God. Here, there you go. No. All the work that all of you have been doing is for a purpose. Becoming godlike. If we were to say to you, perhaps, you've all created planets or galaxies. Perhaps you participated in creation of the universe. Could you really own that without giving it to the negative ego today? Some of you would say, oh, not me, not little old me. You see, we've already seen what happens to people who have access to tremendous power and abuse it. You've got Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfect case in point. Genius in many ways. the power of will beyond what most people can imagine. But distortion, lots of distortion. He did more, created more, participated in more during his regime than most people will ever know. He was on the cutting edge at every turn.
But he was also very cluttered with subconscious pain and distortion, wasn't he?
Tremendously.
Mm.
And hate and anger. All right? This is why we're saying to you, these things aren't going to be handed out. But in your lifetime, becoming God-like, not God, you're not going to be God. God is God. Goddess is goddess. God, goddess, all that is. But yes, there are creator gods. And who's to say that you haven't been one? You don't even know. You can't even get there because you can't get past all of your shame and your shadow and your less thans and your negative egos. You're held captive with lineage, nationality, or religion, and data coming to you from every direction. And the distractions of, you know, some people have your cell phones that are like appendages. Let me be distracted constantly, texting people. Yes, I won't think or feel. I'll just digit. How much time in contemplation and meditation, in learning, taking in information, filtering, feeling it, as the channel says, organically, allowing it to trigger, dormant, amazing, dormant cellular memory of times when you were powerful, fully empowered. Now, we're not going to say you all did it exactly right when you were empowered, but there were times that you did. You're not going to get there blaming governments, blaming people, blaming spouses, blaming brothers and sisters, and God knows who all else. Being angry, feeling victimized, you can't get there.
Is it becoming much easier for us to relinquish or surrender reactions and just get into that moving stream?
The more healed you are, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to trigger some stuff, yes. More conscious you are about your thoughts. You know, in the movie, The Secret, Abraham said, well, you can't monitor all your thoughts, you'll go crazy. And we would say to you, the cleaner you get, the less you have to monitor, but you're still having to monitor. The more you understand how powerful your thoughts are, the more aware you need to become. Because thoughts are an instrument of creation. An instrument of creation. You'll think twice, all of you, before you stand in front of the mirror and criticize something on your body. You understand what we're saying?
I do, I do.
All right. Now, Veronica, you want to talk about your shows.
Yes, I just wanted to say this. Mother's Day, of course, is up and coming. And I'm thinking of that stream that you were talking about, the change that's inevitable, and it's going to happen, right?
Yes.
I think, oh, there's our mother. There's the grandmother. I'm going to celebrate that on Mother's Day. How's that?
Yes, it is the grandmother.
And next week I'm going to have Jonathan Goldman on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. We're having Jonathan Goldman.
Oh,
who,
lovely.
Yes, it's a very exciting, and he makes wonderful sounds, and he's made quite a difference on the planet. He wants people to resonate in such a way and do it collectively. So it's going to be a very exciting show. And I'm not sure what we'll talk about Thursday night, more of, well, we were talking about projections and sounding our way out of them, that sort of thing. I think we'll talk about that Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Well, we hope that Jonathan realizes that, and he will get that, that musical notes, the notes, are part of creation of the universe. He'll get there.
Yes, he talks of that, actually.
All right, good. Then he is there. All right. Well, we would like to work with all of you tonight to help, if you're willing. You call us in if you're willing. To help work with you to open a little more, just a little notch, a little notch. Some of you more notches than others. Some of you are more ready. Again, that doesn't make you better than or less than. Please don't misunderstand. We'll work with you at whatever levels you are ready to open. The reason for this, people, is we don't want you in overwhelm. All right? We don't want you in overwhelm. Some of this information, too much of it, too fast. All right? Can put you into energetic overwhelm. But we want to help you to open, to be receptive to it, to allow it to come in at whatever rate, whatever speed is most appropriate for you. That can be the most joyful, the most exciting that you can integrate and utilize and play with and dance with and sing to, as you would, Veronica. We don't want the channel singing. She can't sing. You can sing. All right. Know that we love all of you so much. Remember that you are here at the most exciting time imaginable. It's all been worth it, people. You're going to see that. Remember the power of your emotion, the power of your thought. Start playing with that, having fun with that, being excited about it. We love you all so very much. Veronica, we love you as always.
And we love you too.
And
thank
we
you.
Love our channel. We have to say that also.
So do we.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. We know she appreciates that. Until we speak with all of you again in this format. Namaste, dear ones. Oh, good night, everybody. We love you very, very much. Remember, a piece of you is in Veronica and I, and a piece of us is in all of you. It can be no other way. We really are all one. We love you. I love you, Ronnie.
You too, Jackie. And good night.
Good night, everybody.